Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little more grace and a whole lot of self-love. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your mental energy is constantly depleted, even after a good night's sleep? Well, you are not alone. In today's fast-paced world, prioritizing our mental health can feel like an afterthought. We hustle, we grind, and sometimes we forget to take care of the most important thing. Ourselves. But trust me, fam, taking care of your mental well-being isn't selfish, it's essential. Think about it this way, you wouldn't put fuel in a car expecting it to run on empty, right? Your mind is no different. It needs nourishment, rest, and rejuvenation just like any other part of your body. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you prioritize your mental health and truly thrive. First things first, learn to say no. I know, it sounds simple, but in a world that constantly demands our attention, saying no can feel like a superpower. It's about honoring your time and energy. When you consistently overcommit yourself, you're setting yourself up for burnout and stress. So, next time someone asks for something that drains your energy or doesn't align with your goals, remember, it's okay to politely decline. You are not obligated to please everyone. Remember that saying yes to everything is a recipe for resentment and overwhelm. Next up, embrace the power of mindfulness. We live in a world of constant distractions, notifications buzzing, social media updates flashing, and endless to-do lists swirling in our heads. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about taking a deep breath, noticing your surroundings, and simply being aware of what's happening right now. There are tons of ways to practice mindfulness, meditation, yoga, even just taking a few minutes each day to sit in silence and observe your thoughts and feelings. Trust me, it can make a world of difference in managing stress and anxiety. Thirdly, move your body. Physical activity isn't just about sculpting a beach-ready bod, it's seriously good for your mental health too. Exercise releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. It helps reduce stress, improve sleep quality, and can even increase feelings of self-confidence. You don't need to become a marathon runner, even a brisk walk around the block can make a difference. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing, swimming, hiking, or simply stretching in your living room. Now, let's talk about sleep. We all know that feeling of grogginess and irritability when we haven't gotten enough shut-eye. But did you know that chronic sleep deprivation can have serious consequences for our mental health? It can increase the risk of anxiety, depression, and even cognitive decline. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night, create a relaxing bedtime routine, make sure your bedroom is dark and quiet, and avoid caffeine and alcohol before bed. Finally, cultivate meaningful connections. Humans are social creatures, and we need connection to thrive. Spend time with loved ones, nurture friendships, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Remember, you don't have to be a social butterfly. Even small acts of kindness and genuine interactions can make a big difference. All right, let me tell you about Sarah, a friend who always seemed to be running on empty. She was juggling a demanding job, family commitments, and endless errands, and her mental health was taking a hit. She felt constantly overwhelmed, stressed, and exhausted. One day, she realized that she needed to make a change. She started saying no to extra commitments, practiced mindfulness meditation each morning, took daily walks in nature, prioritized sleep, and made time for coffee dates with friends. Slowly but surely, Sarah started to feel a difference. Her stress levels decreased, her energy levels increased, and she felt more connected to herself and the people around her. So, what's the takeaway here? It's all about making small, intentional changes that prioritize your well-being. Remember, taking care of your mental health isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. You deserve to feel happy, healthy, and fulfilled. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area in your life where you can make a positive change. Maybe it's saying no to that extra meeting, taking a 10-minute walk outdoors, or scheduling some quality time with a loved one. Share your commitment in the comments below. Let's inspire each other on this journey to mental well-being. See you tomorrow for another dose of real talk and self-care wisdom. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.